The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI Live in 10 a.m.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Advice.
A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today, because we've got an we've never said this much before, but we've got an exciting show for you today. So listen up. Get your ear real close to whatever that earbud is, an old-fashioned radio. Listen up. Here we come.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and such grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului, where you have such a broad spectrum of amazing choices, organic combinations and the herbals and the vitamins and nutrients, the protein combinations, you name it, it's all there at Alive and Well, the best prices ever. Everybody says, and the best combinations organically put together just for you in a myriad different manners, and also right there affiliated in the beautiful, lovely, air-conditioned broth cafe. And again, I think it's real important to get this through because somebody may not understand. Broth, you mean it's a soup kitchen? No. Broad spectrum broth. The word covers a multitude of wonderful, organic, terrific choices. All of those different things are there. Whatever your choice in this sense, whether you're vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, you want wild fish, you want organic meats, you want organic chickens, you want only vegan dishes, all of those things are there for you, for your choice in a multitude array of magnificent ways.
And juices, you got juices.
Right, and the local organic Maui farmers every day bringing in and we are so grateful to them, bringing in the organic produce and doing a high concentration. We have a very high concentration juicer of those magnificent all vegetable juices or the other, some fruits and things like that.
So if you've ever thought of going on a juice fast or a juice cleanse,
right. Mm-hmm.
Speak to the folks at the broth, and they will direct you how to use the juice nutrients to really de-cleanse and refortify your bod.
They really are amazing, and never in a plastic, in a glass.
Always in glass.
Always in glass, okay? It's because it makes all the difference in the world, and they're all there, and that those same wonderful vegetables are there to include it in all our terrific dishes. You don't get them elsewhere. You don't get them anywhere but at Alive and Well, and you're very comfortable, marble, you know, circular marble table and all of that, very beautiful.
The bar, it's not a table, it's a bar.
It's a bar, but it's beautiful and so, marbly, and you have a lovely
so
air conditioning.
So belly up to the bar,
belly
boys.
Up to the bar, yeah, not quite in that sense, but it's really wonderful. And could you please tell about the gushing oxygenation and the wonderful dream that we all have about being in a place where there's an oxygenation coming that's nowhere else. Go ahead.
Well, if you're sitting under the waterfall, a Maui waterfall on the way to Hana, you'll see them. Waterfalls cascading down the side of the hills and mountains. If you open your mouth wide and you take a slurp of the water at Alive and Well, you're going to get the Maui Mountain Dew wonderful water because it's molecularly distilled, as it were. Okay, all the hydrogen and oxygen molecules are tumbling deliciously through your teeth as you swish and swish and swallow and really enjoy real water. Real water as nature makes it.
That's right.
Because when it's cleansed and detoxified and sitting in tanks and rushing through water pipes, ain't the same as cascading down a waterfall where the molecules are really oxygenating the environment that they're in.
That's right. And actually, the proven benefits, and they have this here, absolutely proven, based actually on the work of a famous doctor in 1938, Dr. Otto Warburg, who got the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. And this is extremely high oxygenation. This is what this water was based on, homeopathy, structure to the water, detoxification, cell availability, just amazing different things.
But you know what? The hydrogen is instrumental in making the water, oxygen and hydrogen.
H2O, right?
H2O.
Hydrogen, two parts oxygen. You got it, kid.
Or two parts hydrogen, one part oxygen.
Yes, that's right. And no contamination with lead, arsenic, pharmaceuticals, animal waste, fertilizers, or pesticides.
Because we also filtered and infrared it before it ever comes out the faucet and alive and well. So bring your bottles, whether they be a pint bottle, a quart, a gallon, or 2 gallons, or five, or even more gallons, and fill them up at alive and well with super, super water,
Vortex, real water. And actually, they you can read this all day, but there are currently about 1,000 studies showing that healthier drinking water helps in over 150 diseases.
I'm getting really thirsty just talking about this.
And you know,
this.
One of the things that we have all of these vegetable and other combinations.
Don't refer to me right away because I'm going to take a slip.
You go right ahead. And I'm just a real... I have a real addiction to the incredible, intensive vegetable, you know, juice that I kind of do that every day. My green vegetable juice, freshly squeezed. I love it, and I do it twice a day, always, you know. And it makes all the difference in my life that I've done that. It's really terrific, you know. And I just want to. This is top news that's come out. And then we'll get into what you had to say too, Den. But the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Oh, I want to say before I do that, that Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be doctors. Don't put people on medications or take them off medications. Doctor's area. Strictly educators sharing important information about what doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials. Right?
And let me go on
go
from
right
there.
Ahead. You
okay?
go from there. That's right.
And trying to substantiate what information we offer here. We're not druggies.
No.
We don't recommend taking major drug therapies, but what we do is, and we're not doctors and don't pretend to be doctors. Okay? But there's an orthomolecular medicine news service which we subscribe to. Orthomolecular. Ortho means straighten. A molecular refers to molecules. And the whole premise of this organization is to straighten your molecules. When your molecules are straightened and upright and doing what they ought to be doing, you enjoy an optimal degree of health. Real health.
That's right.
And where do they get this orthomolecular society? Where do they get their information?
Top doctors throughout generations.
You're absolutely right, honey.
Top doctors.
Okay, now here's where our information
that
we share with you comes from.
Yes.
Giants, and this is a direct quote from the Orthomolecular Society. Dr. Giants, like Dr. Linus Pauling.
Famous.
Nobel laureate. Nobel means Nobel.
The highest prize.
Prize of science.
The highest prize, that's right.
Dr. Abram Hoffer, Dr. Bruce Ames, Dr. Erwin Kahan, Dr. Roger Williams, Dr. William McCormick, Dr. William Kaufman, Dr. Albert von Szent-Györgyi, the Nobel Prize laureate, Dr. Cornelius Moorman, and Dr. Joseph Issels. All inductees of the Orthomolecular Medicine Hall of Fame live productively into their 90s, exemplifying the promise of orthomolecular medicine and its potential for longevity and good health.
And all the incredible information that they shared, just incredible that they shared, that helped so many thousands of people. Oh. They're famous for that. Not just that their own lives, but what they shared that critically changed everything.
They wrote reams and volumes of what their science was.
Exactly.
And that's how they attained all that notoriety and world acclaim. At 101 years old, Dr. Ken Walker, a contributing editor of the Oligomeric Orthomolecular Medicine Service, Medicine Hall of Fame, lived productively into their 90s, and Dr. Walker continues to thrive at 101 years old. Their lives motivate us to press forward, honoring their legacy and building upon the strong foundation they have established.
That's right.
And you notice something? There's not one drug company mentioned in this
notice. No, not at all. They talked about nutrients and diet.
And creating life.
That's right.
Within your cells with nutrients. But the nutrients, as you may be aware of, even more so recently, the nutrients in our food are determined by the food industry.
That's exactly right.
And the food industry decides that flavorings and colorings and texturizers and chemicals and GMOs are more important than nutrients and proteins and vitamins and minerals.
And when you said the thing about to life, can I just bring in a fact that of my Jewish heritage and my background and all, our, the song that we love the most and one of the expression that we love the most, even as a little child, I saw them all, everybody would get together and dance in circles, and they would all sing to life, l'chaim. To life, to life, l'chaim.
Do you know
l'chaim,
something?
To life.
You don't be aware of this, but I'm not Jewish.
Yes, you are, because you've been with me a long time. We've had kids together, so it's kind of rubbed off on you. You adopted that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
Absolutely true. But also, even the non-Jewish people sing, whether they have the right lyrics of the Broadway show or not, but they sing to life.
To life. Enjoying
exuberant life and living experience
exactly. Is
singing to life.
That's right.
And that's what nutrients bring you, and that's what we want to share with you on a daily basis.
Well, there is news that is coming out, and it's making, a positive step forward, because this has just come out. And here it is. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, wants to redefine the meaning of healthy food, issuing a new rule, right? This has just happened.
Oh, yeah.
That changes the way food companies can claim their products are indeed nutritious. What foods will qualify for the new designation? Under the final rule, pretty much everything in the produce section, whole organic fruits and vegetables, would be considered healthy, as would other nutrient-rich foods like organic whole grains, organic eggs, beans, lentils, seafood, organic meats, nuts, and seeds. And here's the quote. It's critical for the future of our country that food be a vehicle for wellness. This is their quote. Improving access to nutritional information is an important public health effort that the FDA can undertake to help people build healthy eating patterns, FDA Commissioner Dr. Robert Califf said in an agency news release announcing the new rule, quote, it is vital, he said, that we focus on the key drivers to combat chronic disease, like healthy eating, a key way to combat chronic disease, he goes on to say. Now people will be able to look for the healthy claim to help them find foundational, nutritious, organic foods for themselves and their families, he added. The idea is to simplify things for shoppers who are confused by nutrition fact labels that distort and don't give any real-world guidance on whether one product is better than another, the agency added. Nutrition experts welcome the change. It's a terrific advance, Dr. Derish Matsafarin, director of the Food is Medicine Institute at Tufts University in Boston, told the news. For the first time, the FDA will be judging foods on whether the food has healthy ingredients.
And when are they going to do this?
Well, they said they're doing it now. The previous rule... We'll see. The previous rule had a cap on total fat, which excluded products with heart-healthy fats, such as olive oil, avocados, and the news reported. Products would also qualify if they had at least 10% of the daily value of vitamins, calcium, iron, protein, and fiber.
They're settling for 10%?
10% of the daily out of the products.
Yeah.
You need nutrients, too, and supplements.
Come on, how about 100% nutritional value?
Right.
10% is a little starting to get fudge out, right?
And here they go on to say that manufacturers took advantage of that earlier rule and quote from the doctors. That led companies, this is what they're saying from the FDA, to fortify junk food and call them healthy, the doctor explained. Fruit juice could be labeled healthy if they had enough vitamin C, despite a tremendous amount of added sugar and sugar just on the squeezed fruit.
And coloring and preservatives.
That's right.
And, yeah.
And this is what they're saying. The new rule eliminates that possibility. Products can no longer claim to be healthy, including fortified white bread and sweetened yogurts and cereals, all kinds of cereals
and
snacks.
All kinds of junk, yes.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services secretary nominee, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., has called for replacing these ultra-processed foods with healthier alternatives to fight chronic diseases like type 2 diabetes. Companies have until 2028, here you want to know the time, to comply with the new rule. And the FDA said it is also working on a healthy symbol that companies can add to the packaging in the future. And here's the last quote. Here's
them,
the last quote he says.
It's giving them 3 years, 3 years of more crap production of unnutrifying foods to get their act straight, okay?
Here's the last quote that they say. The updated definition should give consumers more confidence when they see the healthy claim while grocery shopping. Nancy Brown, chief executive of the American Heart Association, said in a statement after the new rule was announced, quote, she says, and we hope it will motivate all the food manufacturers to develop new, healthier products that qualify to use the healthy claim. Well, at least they're waking up a bit here.
And why? Because Robert F. Kennedy said he's going to completely disassemble the Food and Drug Administration and get them out of the control of the pharmaceutical and food industries. They're the one, pharmaceuticals and the drug and the food industry are the major components that determine how much trash goes into your food. And believe me, as all holistic physicians say, and as this FDA confession admits, the food is trash.
Trash. It garbage.
It is taken over by the tobacco industry, and marketing is the first agenda. Sell the product. How do you sell the product? You put in coloring to make it more appealing. You put in texturizers to make it more tasty in your mouth. Feels good in your mouth. It gives you all the negative aspects of marketing, and the chemicals and the preservatives and all the other junk that they add to the food. Right now, for the next 3 years until this goes into effect, right now, eat organically.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
And right now, say holistic physicians and all these doctors that I mentioned to you before, who we've been following with the Orthomolecular Society, say, eat the healthy fats. Cholesterol is not the killer. It is the poisons that are in the food. It is the preservatives and all the junk they add to devitalize food to make it appeal to your taste buds and your eye appeal.
Right, and here's a top doctor, Midwestern doctor. That's how he, you know. And he, in writing about the FDA's war on American health, this was just done before Christmas this year.
Got to be good because he's from the Midwest.
And one of the things he goes on and on about.
And since I'm from Iowa, okay. Iowa is the Midwest.
That's
okay?
Exactly right.
So science
he goes on about so many different things. One of the things he says here, many food additives are generally recognized as safe, GRAS, meaning they're widely used without regulation. And
repeat that little phrase.
Many food additives are, quote, generally recognized as safe, GRAS, meaning they're widely used without regulation, okay?
Generally.
That's right.
We're generally going to win this ball game.
That's
we're
right.
We're generally going to make an advancement in social reform. We're generally going to do, well, generally means poof.
And this is the Bureau of Chemistry head, Dr. Harvey Weiler, the first head of the FDA, and did a test on the food additives, okay? And what he's saying here, he faced two major issues: food industry counterfeiting and harmful additives. The industry often faked products to cut costs, like selling grain alcohol as whiskey or using polluted waters and all kinds of things, all kinds of additives. They go on to say sodium benzoate, sulfur dioxide, potassium aluminum sulfates, a saccharin modified corn sugar, saccharin nitrogen bleached powder, many which were linked to cancer. Since, sadly, he says, since 2000, the year 2000, nearly 99% of new food chemicals used added to the food supply have exploited the GRAS loophole. Okay? Okay.
Generally recognized as Say that again real slow.
Generally recognized as safe.
By whom?
Okay. Well, I think that maybe I quoted all that a second ago.
I'll tell you who.
They're talking about the food industry.
We generally recognize this as safe.
Yeah. And the genetically modified organisms
are generally recognized, it depends on your tone of voice when you say it. Who is the authority? The drug industry, the chemical industry, the food coloring industry, the genetically modified organisms, which are destroying the soil and the crops that grow thereon.
And you know, one of the points that they make here by this top Midwestern doctor, he's talking about the FDA's war on American health and what he said, which just came out, that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration was originally created in 1906 to protect public safety. But food industry lobbyists gradually gained influence and forced out its first leader, Harvey Wiley, who fought against harmful food additives.
Mm-hmm.
Under the FDA's generally recognized as safe, which is what you were talking about,
right,
this designation, many seriously harmful food additives have been allowed into the food supply. 99% of new food chemicals since 2000 exploiting the loophole.
99% of chemicals are generally recognized as safe. So what do you got to worry about?
But are they talking it that the FDA has consistently, this is a doctor reporting, opposed natural therapies, okay? And all
Why
of those
is that?
Things.
Why do they oppose natural
While
therapy?
Pushing, they go on to say, potentially dangerous pharmaceutical alternatives.
All right.
Money.
And just stop for a second and reflect. What is the success rate with cancer? What is the success rate with heart disease? What is the success rate with any major health challenge of the day? Pretty slim. If you consider that 900,000 people a year die of heart disease, and they're all under a doctor's supervision, they're all on blood pressure drugs and cholesterol drugs and arrhythmic drugs and all kinds of things which are going to help your heart disease, but you die of heart disease, how healthy is that?
Right.
Okay?
Yes.
What holistic physicians say and what the doctors who I mentioned before from the Orthomolecular Society said, feed your body. You don't give your body chemicals to feed it. When you feed the body responds by growing new healthy cells and prevents the overtaking of that organism or that your body or whatever cell group you're talking about by cancerous or other inflammatory conditions which destroy the cells.
That's
yes,
right.
The drugs do relieve symptoms. Thank God they do have some benefit. But the symptoms are not the cure. The cure is to feed yourself the way our ancestors fed themselves.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr. reporting that for decades, the American Medical Association has done everything it can to remove life-changing natural therapies from the market that compete with the medical monopoly.
Would you just read that again, honey?
Okay. For decades, as he's reporting, the American Medical Association has done everything it can to remove life-changing natural therapies from the market that compete with the medical monopoly. And the FDA has followed in their footsteps, okay? They go on to say all about how these deadly things. Okay.
The medical monopoly refers to the pharmaceutical industry.
Okay, and then they go on to say that
complete influence on and distortion of medical practice.
Right.
Medical practice is now determined by drugs.
That's right, and they even go on to say that in the 1990s, a life-changing natural sleep aid, okay, and all others that were natural, that safely would help with insomnia, the FDA banned it. In contrast, sleeping pills block restorative sleep, which is critical for health, and make you five times more likely to die. How's that? Can you believe?
That kind of
five times more likely to die.
That kind of encapsulates
vaccine cover-ups.
That kind of encapsulates the entire drug approach
exactly.
to life.
Exactly. Okay? And the vaccine cover-ups, and they go on about the vaccine cover-ups. Swine flu disaster in 1976. The swine flu vaccine released despite evidence proving that the flu posed no risk. caused hundreds of cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome. That's the Guillain-Barré, which is uncontrollable muscle movements, permanent uncontrollable, shaking wild,
right.
and they often misdiagnose that as Parkinson's,
mm-hmm.
paralysis and deaths. Like the polio vaccines, the FDA was warned by its own scientists that these vaccines were not safe, but they nonetheless pushed them to market. And they go on about all of these dangerous things like Gulf War syndrome.
Talk about vaccines which are not safe.
That's right. They go on.
Wait a minute. And pushed onto market. Does anything recently come to mind? How about COVID-19?
That's exactly right.
COVID was a complete fraud, a complete drug-induced fraud endorsed by the government.
That's right. Well, they even talk about the Gulf War syndrome. The FDA waived the protections soldiers had, and soldiers were given many disastrous anthrax vaccines that they quote here with medical trials. A wave of severe chronic illness, Gulf War syndrome, followed, and which affected 250,000 veterans.
Yeah. Can you imagine such travesty?
And they go on to say that despite this, the vaccine remained mandated for decades.
As was the COVID-19
vaccine. Yeah, SSRIs.
The government gets into the ballgame by mandating things, okay, because the government knows best, right?
That's right.
Right? Well, the government is bought and paid for in these instances by the drug industry.
There you go. And they go on even about disastrous drug approvals. This is the doctor's reports. SSRIs, serotonin reuptake inhibitors.
Right.
The FDA antidepressants approved these SSRIs like Prozac despite poor evidence for any effectiveness, medical trial quoted, and known severe side effects including suicide, emotional numbness, violent behavior, and mass shootings.
But isn't it crazy?
These risks were concealed from the public.
If you didn't take the SSRI, you were given a black mark in the medical history of your life.
And they,
you resisted science. You told science you didn't want science. Well, science has nothing to do with it.
Yeah, they go on to Alzheimer's drugs. A new and misguided class of Alzheimer's drugs, says the doctor. Despite failing to show any efficacy and causing dangerous side effects like brain swelling, bleeding in 40% of participants, it was still approved by the FDA.
And the FDA.
And the Ozempic and weight loss, we've reported that one.
How
all the terrible deaths, that it caused on the Ozempic and the weight loss drugs.
And keep in mind, the FDA is bought and paid for by the drug industry, as is the World Health Organization, as is the Centers for Disease Control. They're all influenced. Influence doesn't begin to say the word.
That's right.
It isn't the proper word. It is those organizations are overwhelmed and controlled by the pharmaceutical drug manufacturers.
And that's what the Midwestern doctor is reporting here. And he's even saying that in his conclusion that corruption and conflicts of interest, the FDA defers to pharmaceutical companies for drug safety evaluations, leading to a pay-to-play system.
Get that. We'll say that.
Pay-to-play system.
Go back. Say that again.
The FDA defers to pharmaceutical companies for drug safety evaluations.
Defers to.
Bows to them, gives
that's
over
right.
to them,
gives, that's right.
gives them the rights, leading to a pay-to-play system. Approval is influenced by financial contributions rather than scientific integrity.
That says
the
it
lack
all.
Of accountability, the doctor says. Once a drug is approved, the FDA rarely revokes approval, even when evidence of serious harm emerges.
And say that again, please, honey.
Once a drug is approved, says the doctor, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, rarely revokes that approval, even when evidence of serious harm emerges. And his last statement here, selective prosecution. The FDA targets, listen to this, the FDA targets, that's the gun to the head, natural medicine, because they lack the resources to fight back like pharmaceutical companies, creating a risk-free facade of protecting the public.
That's
talking
right.
about how all of that...
A risk-free facade of protecting the public and a risk-free facade of being real science. They're not real science. They're drug salespersons. That's
right.
what they are. And they pressure you in every which way possible that you get rid of anything natural to use, any natural foods, any natural life-giving support of what you put into your body. Instead of those nutrients, you're going to get drugs which perform miracles. Ozempic makes me lose weight because
blind,
I
yeah,
eat too
but it
much.
Causes blindness. How's that?
Blindness.
As a side effect. We read that,
yeah.
which was reported.
Absolutely.
In so many cases.
Not just
that.
Blindness, heart attacks, strokes, all of it.
Yeah. And you know what? One of the reasons that Alive and Well brought this wonderful, here's an organic herb, you know, silymarin from milk thistle, the active ingredient.
Wonderful.
Known to have so many incredible things. Could you read this, Dan? And this is in the news by Dr. David Brownstein reporting, MD. It's an MD reporting. Silymarin helps fight fatty liver disease.
Does it ever?
Top of the left.
All right, folks, word for word, just as the doctor wrote it. Fatty liver disease is a chronic condition characterized by fatty infiltration of the liver, meaning normal liver tissue is replaced with fat. This can lead to fibrosis and cirrhosis of the liver, as well as other serious problems, including liver failure. In the April 2024 issue of the Annals of Hepatology, researchers identified 26 randomized controlled trials that involved 2,375 subjects, people, among whom use of silymarin, a compound from the herb milk thistle, significantly reduced the levels of total cholesterol and of triglycerides and of LDL cholesterol and of fasting insulin and elevated HDL cholesterol levels. It also lessened insulin resistance, which leads to diabetes. Furthermore, fatty liver index numbers and fatty liver score decreased. The subjects who were given the silymarin also showed significant improvements in fatty liver disease. If there was any big pharma medication that accomplished all that, it would be a blockbuster drug prescribed for most Americans. But alas, silymarin, milk thistle, is a natural product that cannot be patented.
No, and
therefore, it's not marketed.
No, that's why we put together a high concentration milk thistle extract of the active ingredient silymarin and a combination of all the top nutrients and remembering the benefits of NAC.
NAC. You
that's
hit
right.
it right on the
N-acetylcysteine,
head.
N-acetylcysteine, the nutrient NAC.
NAC is a nutrient. It's an amino acid. It's N-acetylcysteine. It removes toxins from the liver. It regenerates liver function, liver tissue, cell by cell, reducing inflammation, reducing fatty deposits, rejuvenating the liver tissue, making the liver function as a liver again.
That's right. Deliver the liver is what I've always said.
Deliver the liver.
Deliver the liver.
I love it.
All right? It's, look, if you're born in Brooklyn and you're raised in New York and you're with the Manhattan, you never get quite get that out of your tongue.
Did you?
I have a lot of things that I've taken to detoxify, but I never get it out of my tongue. The Brooklyn accent.
I know. I know the Brooklyn accent, honey. I've lived with it for the past 60 years.
Yeah?
However,
yeah.
Deliver the liver, you never heard your parents say that.
I didn't hear my parents say that.
But they used to eat liver.
Yeah, they used to.
They used to.
That's
people
right. That
don't
was a big part.
Much
no,
anymore.
That was a big okay. part of things in those years. You know, that Brownstein's still reporting because he's talking about that more than 25%, he says, unbelievably, more than 25%, he says, of the world's population suffers from non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
Yep.
And he talks about how that weight around the waist is a sign of that fatty liver disease. Diets helpful for fatty liver disease includes those that eliminate refined sugars and all carbohydrates and adopting a holistic lifestyle, avoiding all refined food sources, drinking adequate amounts of the purest water. Eating organic food can help a person overcome fatty liver disease. Is he hearing us talk? This is what we say all the time.
Would you read that part again, honey?
Okay. Adopting a holistic lifestyle that includes avoiding all refined food sources, drinking adequate amount of the purest water, and eating organic food can help a person overcome fatty liver disease.
Did we ever talk about Vortex water?
That's what.
Did we ever say anything about Vortex?
That's what we're talking. We're talking.
That's it.
That's right.
And
you know,
did we ever say anything about eating sugars and desserts and refined carbohydrates all turned to sugar?
That's right.
Did we ever talk about the vegetable oils, the safflower, the soy, the corn, the canola, the sesame, the peanut, all of those pure vegetable oils.
So-called. He's doing that sarcastically.
Yeah, that's a sarcastic
so
pure
yes.
word. They all contain high amounts of omega-6. Why is omega-6 objectionable? Because omega-6 creates inflammation. And inflammation is the source, the creator of, say, all science, not just real science, but even the drug cartel pushes inflammation is the source of all, spelled capital A, capital L, capital L, all disease, all irregular cell dysfunction emanates from excessive inflammation.
Exactly.
And keep in mind, a cell is the tiniest little indefensible
right.
piece of poof that you ever could imagine. It's smaller than a dot on a piece of paper. It's thousands of times smaller.
Okay.
But the inflammation, excess heat
mm-hmm.
from those
flame
trash substances creates the destruction of those cells.
And you
and
know,
there goes your brain, there goes your heart, there
everything.
Goes your liver, there goes all the vital
all
organs.
Tissue destroyed. You know, one of my favorite all-time nutrients, because again, it was a lifesaver for me, and I think it's a great, is, and here's the doctor still reporting on this thing of a fatty liver disease, okay?
Yeah.
And David Brownstein, he says, taurine, the amino acid taurine, reduces metabolic syndrome risk. Metabolic syndrome is diagnosed, says the doctor, when an individual has these factors, three or more of the following indicators. Higher blood sugar levels, okay, high triglycerides, that's a liver fat, you know,
mm-hmm.
high triglycerides.
Yeah.
Large waist circumference, the area around the waist,
mm-hmm.
large waist. High blood pressure, and these conditions, he says, is an individual risk factor for the development of heart disease, stroke, or diabetes, as is metabolic syndrome. Well, a study in the May 2024 issue of the journal Nutrition and Diabetes looked at the effectiveness of taurine for reducing metabolic syndrome. The scientists collected data from 25 medical randomized controlled trials that included thousands of participants. Compared to control groups, those partaking in taurine supplementation were shown to have significant reductions in blood pressure, fasting blood sugar levels, and triglyceride levels.
Taurine is an amino acid.
That's right.
Food.
And triglycerides, remember, that's a toxic fat in the liver
Yay.
That it can't break down.
That's right.
So this is great. Taurine is a potent membrane stabilizer and is useful for neurological, he says, and cardiovascular diseases. It is also beneficial for mitochondrial function and the immune system. And you know you love to talk about the mitochondria.
Well, I was just about to take a sip of Vortex water, but I will pause for a second to talk about mitochondria.
Yes.
Every cell in your body contains mitochondria. Every little microscopic piece of poof called a cell contains mitochondria. And the mitochondria are even smaller molecules than the whole cell itself. But the mitochondria create energy for each cell, a skin cell, a hair cell, a brain cell, a heart cell, liver cell, kidney cell. All dependent upon mitochondria creation of energy. And the mitochondria density or population of a heart cell is 5,000 invisible little tiny pieces of mitochondria in every invisible heart cell. 5,000 mitochondria produce energy just for that one invisible, tiny, insignificant cell. Insignificant? No. Because when you put a lot of insignificants together, they create a heart muscle that is indomitable. A heart muscle that beats at the age of 60 or 70 or 80 like it should, instead of being crippled by all the chemicals and debris and drugs that are foisted upon it. The brain cell has 10,000 invisible mitochondria in every invisible cell. Allows you to think, to speak, to clarify your thoughts, to be cognitively aware in the world. That's what a brain does. It also does many things subconsciously, which you're not, as subconsciously says, you're not conscious, you're not aware of. But it maintains healthy brain tissue, reducing inflammation, which is what? The creator, the source of all disease, of all negative health scenarios developed from inflammation.
That's right.
And the sugars create the inflammation. And the omega-6 fatty acids from all the vegetable sources I mentioned before, which are supposedly healthy, they are in moderation in small amounts. But any amount of nuts and seeds creates excessive omega-6.
It's amazing that you say that, because this is here about Dr. Mercola reporting on this thing about cardiac health and reporting on the whole thing. He says, adopt these strategies to protect your heart health, okay? And he goes on, avoid these seed oils and processed foods, right at the top. Seed oils are a primary source of linoleic acid, he said, a type of omega-6 polyunsaturated fat, PUFA. These LA intake is associated with almost all chronic diseases, including high blood pressure, obesity, insulin resistance, and diabetes. These LA, okay, that's the that we were just talking
linoleic
about,
acid.
gets embedded in your cell membranes, causing oxidative stress, and remains there for like 7 years. That's what he's saying.
That's the point I was just going to mention. The LA isn't there just today and you get rid of it tomorrow. The LA, the linoleic acid, the omega-6 inflammatory destructive component, is there for years.
That's right, just like what he's saying. And he's saying that the oxidative linoleic acid metabolites, boy, fancy, oxlams, are responsible for significant cellular damage, particularly to endothelial cells, okay? And this damage contributes to vascular dysfunction.
Hardening of the arteries, heart attacks,
key factor in cardiac arrest and heart attacks, okay? To protect your cardiovascular health, says the doctor, radically reduce your LA intake by eliminating these seed oils from your cooking. Avoid processed foods, which are loaded with these seed oils, as well as restaurant meals, since most are prepared using these unhealthy oils, okay?
Does anybody in any restaurant in the world, does any restaurant in the world grill anything in butter?
No, they're just showing the deep fat fried and those iron, you know, those
That's right.
Right into the that but toxic fat.
The reason
fat.
I ask that question is because
organic butter.
All holistic physicians say butter is a far superior and safer and healthier choice to use than is safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oils.
That's right. You just have to make sure it's organic.
That's
and
it.
There's no hormones given to that
That's
the
right.
cattle or anything like that. And lower your insulin, he says, and blood sugar levels. Okay? Eliminate the ultra-processed foods and artificial sweeteners. You know, address chronic stress. Optimize your gut health. Poor gut health leads to systemic inflammation, increasing your risk of heart disease. You talk about this all the time, about the process of digestion and how critical it is.
It's vitally important.
Talk about that.
Well, you got to get you eat the right foods. If you eat the right foods, you've got to get the nutrients out of the foods and into your brains and your heart and the cells of your body. How do you do that? Well, you digest the food. And that separates the nutrients and the oils and the proteins, all the food components, for proper individual absorption by each of the 20 godzillion numbers of cells in your body. But how do you do that? Well, you don't really have much influence on it when you're young, because when you're young, your stomach acids and your digestive enzymes are astronomically high. For instance, if you're having heartburn or gas or farty or stinky, that's a direct symptom of lack of digestive enzymes, lack of hydrochloric acid.
Right.
But when you're 6 years old, you make loads of that stuff. Nobody at six ever gets esophageal reflux. Nobody at 16 or 25, seldom at 35, but quite predominantly by 45 or 50. Mm. By age 50, people have, just like all of aging symptoms, they come on us in our 50s. The aging symptom is enhanced by and promoted by lack of ability to deliver the nutrients to your cells.
And therefore, when you get the great combination that brilliantly was put together, super digestizyme, all of those different things are put back that the body can't make anymore.
That's right.
The body perfectly digest it.
The body does not make the enzyme integrity and or quantity that it made when it was six.
No. And then you get, when you don't digest it properly, the putrefactive bacteria live on the undigested food and destroy your colon and gut and everything.
And that's all part of it.
That's right.
But by restoring your digestive enzymes, restoring your hydrochloric acid levels to what they were when you were 16 or 18 or 25, you then digest your food and assimilate your nutrients like you did at the younger years. So by using the super digestizyme capsule, which contains the enzymes and the hydrochloric acid, you no longer have the heartburn. You no longer have the indigestion, the gassiness, the discomfort, and the cancer of the throat threat. Because, well, let me explain it this way. The food goes from your mouth to your throat to your esophagus. The esophagus goes to the stomach. And when you swallow, the little sphincter muscle at the bottom of the esophagus opens up and lets the food into the stomach. If the stomach is high in enzymes and hydrochloric acid, it stimulates that little sphincter muscle to close tight again and will not let the food and acids come up your throat. But when you're mid-50s, you've lost, say holistic physicians, 70% of your ability to digest your food and assimilate your nutrients. Because why? You don't make the hydrochloric acid and the enzyme concentration you made when you were six.
Right.
By taking the super digestizyme, that gives you the enzymes and the hydrochloric acid.
So Critically important.
So when you use the super digestizyme, the increased level of hydrochloric acid in your stomach and the digestive enzymes stimulates that sphincter little muscle again to squeeze tight between swallows, and you don't have the heartburn.
Right.
You don't have the cancer of the throat. You don't have the indigestion, the gassiness, and all the negative things that go along with it. But when you take the drugs to neutralize the acid in your throat, you stop the acid in your throat, yes, but you also stop digestion in your stomach and your guts. So using the super digestizyme solves the problem healthfully and gives you the full nutritive value capable by proper digestion.
And Dr. McCullough, emphasizes in his analysis here to what's talking about, just as you did, about systemic inflammation and all. But he says you have to take the cardio form of coenzyme Q10, and describes it. He says this is the top of his list. Cardio Q10 is a powerful antioxidant essential for cellular energy production, making it particularly critically beneficial for the cardiac muscles, that's the health muscle, which have about 5,000 mitochondria per cell, quotes the medical study. A medical study published in the journal Antioxidants says that this form of CoQ10, the cardio Q10, reduces oxidative stress, lowers the risk of death from any cardiovascular causes, and improves outcomes in patients undergoing coronary artery bypass surgery. Cardio Q10 prevents the buildup of oxidized low-density lipoprotein, OxLDL, in arteries, reduces vascular stiffness and high blood pressure, improves endothelial function by cutting down on the reactive oxygen species, and boosts the nitric oxide level. Okay?
And he makes that so important. Let me interject one thing. The oxidized LDL is inflammatory.
That's right.
It burns. It destroys the heart muscle cells just like it destroys your brain and your liver and every other cell in your body. Inflammation is oxidized particles.
That's right. That's exactly right. And just as you have said, this is, again, the doctor's reporting here. When you're younger, your mitochondria are well protected by your body's natural defenses. But as you age, the protection fades. The older you get, the faster your mitochondria deteriorate. And this mitochondrial dysfunction has the most significant impact on all the high-energy demanding tissues and organs like your brain, heart, and muscles. Studies show that brain cells in people over 70 contain 50% more mitochondrial damage than brain cells in middle-aged adults. And they're making the point about PQQ, pyrroloquinol and quinone, the high dosage PQQ redirecting everything in the brain. And that's why we have the pain power, which is what the NASA said was a rocket fuel for the brain.
Absolutely. And along with, in the brain power formula, along with, besides the PQQ, which is the highest potency PQQ in the market, most PQQ products give you 4 milligrams or 10 milligrams per capsule. Well, the brain power gives you 40 milligrams. And the brain power then fortifies that 40 milligrams by giving you alpha lipoic acid, which That's is right. a major, major brain rejuvenator.
And nerve regenerator.
And anti-inflammatory.
Yes, exactly. The European doctors, one of their favorite nutrients. Okay.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Phenomenal.
So all of these phenomenal things, you get them all at Alive and Well at the terrific prices. And again, remember, we're not doctors. And we never charge for giving you any information, never have and never will. But if you want to call our number, we'd love to, 877-4950. Got a very comfy place with Dennis or with Mona, set aside a time, and we'd be glad to sit and talk in a comfortable area and give you all the information, 877-4950. That same number you can call for any of our great services. And if you want to party, don't party with bad foods. Get the organic foods from the broth cafe.
Cater the party.
Yeah, that's right.
Huh? That's right. Cater the party.
With the goodies. Show the love with the food through the food and not the bad garbage that you see advertised on TV everywhere and everywhere on the planet. Alive and Well is there for you in a zillion different ways. We love you. We care about you. And we are there for you.
And this is Dennis Jones.
Oh, and this is Mona Jones.
Oh, and let us remind you one more time that
optimum health is alive and well
in Kahului.
Aloha.
Aloha.